This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to tell you about the scary new drug. It's called Shatter. Because it shatters your brain. Oh, wait. No, it's just marijuana in a concentrated form. Here's a story from Vice News at Vice.com. It's, by the way, Ian Conan and Mark in the studio with you here tonight. Colleen Curry reporting over at Vice. The police in Illinois are warning the public about an extremely potent drug that's gaining popularity in the state, saying it can, quote, cause users to disconnect from reality and might even lead to, quote, hallucinations and other types of psychosis.
That's the whole point, guys.
The whole point of doing Shatter?
Of doing drugs in general.
Oh, to hallucinate?
Well, to escape.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think for some people, that's the point of their drug use. For me, if I'm using a psychedelic, it's for spiritual purposes, personally.
Well, you're going to have to smoke a lot of weed to
hallucinate.
Very, very concentrated marijuana and a great deal of it to hallucinate.
I remember when
of course,
I was...
That's exactly what this is. It's a high concentrated cannabis oil.
Sure. I was. I remember when I was a teenager using cannabis for, you know, in the earlier days of my cannabis using
before
career.
Before you fried tolerance. Your brain.
And I do remember having some auditory hallucinations to some extent. I mean, you might see something you didn't, or visual even. You might see like something that wasn't actually there, but not in like an overt way. It's like, you know, maybe a shadow that you caught out of the corner of your eye, but it wasn't there. I mean,
I would definitely agree with the auditory hallucinations.
Yeah.
It's there. Can you? Yeah, you can have auditory hallucinations for sure.
I mean, it's probably just something you didn't recognize, some noise that, you know, was confusing to you or didn't recognize or out of context, but. Not like it's not like someone's talking to you. That's not there.
Right.
It's not like you're seeing a floating eyeball or something. There's no like
pink elephants.
Yeah, there's no real blatant hallucinations with cannabis. But marijuana is known as a mild psychedelic. And when you actually do look, years ago, a friend of mine actually had a little Radio Shack microscope, one of these pocket microscopes that you can have.
Yeah.
Like 100x magnification. You put that on top of some marijuana, some of the nicer with the crystals, the marijuana with the crystals. And when you zoom in on those, they actually look like mushrooms. So there's definitely some, you know, psychedelia going on there, but it's very, very mild psychedelic. Anyway, the drug is called Shatter, and it sounds awfully scary, says Vice, until you learn that it's just a concentrated form of marijuana. Shatter, also known as wax, sap, butter, that's B-U-D-D-E-R, and a number of other nicknames depending on the presentation, is a type of cannabis concentrate that resembles honey or taffy. It can be inhaled for a stronger high per hit than marijuana buds, the part of the plant that is commonly smoked. Illinois State Police put out a warning last week that the high from Shatter can be, quote, up to 6 times stronger than the average marijuana cigarette, unquote, after they confiscated more than 100 pounds of the drug.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, that's a lot of product.
Yeah, how many baby marijuana plants had to go to make that much?
I've heard that it's 4 to 1, so maybe 400 pounds of marijuana bud would boil down into 100 pounds of Shatter, if you will, or wax. That's just what I've heard. I've never done the research on that, so I could be completely wrong about that. But generally, quite a bit.
You
have to pour in quite a bit to get that level of concentration that they do for this.
So this is essentially the equivalent of liquor.
Sure. Yeah, I guess you could look at it that way. But it's not going to, in my experience with Shatter or wax, and I've had plenty of it, in my experience with it, it is not going to do anything to you like liquor would. I mean, you drink liquor, you're going to end up on the floor at some point. And
I don't think the more like an essence, like maybe you were extracting vanilla. It takes a whole lot of them Well, and I mean, it's a long period of time.
But what Mark's saying is it's a concentrated form, right?
Yes,
liquor
yeah,
is alcohol in a concentrated delivery method, and this is cannabis concentrated delivery method. So that's the only that's where the similarities end here. You know, it's cannabis, right? It's generally not going to result in you puking into the toilet. It's not going to result in a headache the next day from a hangover. It's still cannabis when it's all said and done. Anyway, they put out this warning after they arrested more than they arrested three people for possession and then confiscated more than 100 pounds of the drug. It's not the first time law enforcement has sounded the alarm about the marijuana derivative, which is typically made using the chemical solvent butane, to the extent that many people use the term shatter interchangeably with BHO, which is short for butane hash oil. The word shatter.
I don't like the idea of taking, smoking, or being imbibing anything.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was a little skeptical. That I mean, it's a first of all, it's flammable.
Yeah,
but it's also
like this on fire.
Yeah, it's putting my weed in butane.
Generally, you're going to boil away something like that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not intimately familiar with the process of making this stuff. But my understanding is very similar to other extracts, right, where you use alcohol or Everclear or butane or whatever to extract from the plant the chemical. And please, those of you who actually know how to do this, correct me when I get this wrong, because I've never done it before. I'm not familiar with it intimately. But you're using some sort of solvent or whatever to extract the chemical into the solvent, and then you safely, hopefully, boil away that solvent before at a lower temperature than when the cannabis or the THC or whatever it is that's left would boil away, right? So you get rid of the alcohol, you get rid of the butane in that process. Does that mean there's still a little bit, there's not some left over? I don't know. I don't know what percentage of it would remain after that. But my point being, the shatter is not going to explode when you apply flame to it. In fact,
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the aftertaste, the chemicals that are being left in the product from the butane.
And there are other methods of creating this that supposedly create an even cleaner version of the product as well.
There's ways to extract without using butane.
That's correct. So they've sounded the alarm about this. The word shatter refers to the BHO that has been made into a thin, brittle sheet. Smoking or vaporizing BHO typically involves heating a special apparatus with a blowtorch and then applying a bit of the substance to the heated element and inhaling. It's widely called dabbing because users only need to use a tiny dab of the stuff to get high.
Why does somebody want this instead of marijuana?
Because users only need to use a tiny dab of the stuff to get high. So you don't have to use as much to attain the same level of a high.
Well, actually, you are using just as much, but you're not smoking a whole blunt to get your high. You just
right.
I would think the only value of this is shipping. The reason
that's true, it's smaller.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's all I can think of is that it'd be about shipping. I mean, is it about not wanting to smoke things? I mean, because of combusted plant material being bad for you?
Well,
I understand vaporizing is a safer option, if there are such things as safer options. I still can't understand, other than the wow factor, the yippee, this is interesting factor, why anybody
would
want
this. Why do people drink liquor?
People drink liquor in order to, get drunk faster and avoid the calories.
Okay.
There's no calories in marijuana.
So someone can use the shatter or the wax to get high without having to smoke, let's say, in a half a joint or something like that.
Why wouldn't they want to do that? I mean, I've smoked half a joint in my life. It's not
because maybe they don't want to smoke a bunch of stuff. Maybe they would like to achieve the high without having to inhale as much product.
Give me some of that butane. I'm all for this. You know what I want? I want some concentrated processed marijuana goop full of butane.
I don't know how full of butane it is, Mark. I mean, I suspect there's not much at all that remains after it's been boiled away. I don't know what.
I can tell you what this is. This is the product of the drug war. That's what this is. It's another bad idea.
This is a great product. I fully endorse this product.
Well, obviously the enforcers know something, and they are trying to make a big point about it, which is why we're reading this article. They They want it off the streets. This is going to lead to many, many deaths, Ian.
Yeah, I bet we can't find a single one of a single person who's been killed by the use of shatter.
Yeah, but we'll probably find some people that got higher than they needed to get. A lot of people who are inexperienced do not belong using this stuff.
Okay, I might give you that. This may not be something for a newbie. Toll-free number, 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, Free Talk Live. You join us here, toll free, 855-450-3733. And we're talking about dabbing, which is the more probably popular term for the use of shatter and wax. Some of the slang to describe this sort of concentrated form of cannabis that has become more popular, I would say, over the last several years. I mean, it's according to an article over at HighTimes.com from 2012, the butane hash oil extraction process has been around since the year 2000. So this has been going on for a while, but maybe it's just kind of hitting its stride as far as its popularity is concerned. I hear more about dabbing these days than I had heard a decade ago, certainly, you know, maybe even 5 years ago. And so there's actually a detailed story, Mark, that we're not going to have time to get into here. But you would ask the question, why is it someone would want to use this concentrated form of cannabis? And there's actually a great story over at High Times called "To Dab or Not to Dab," and they talked to all kinds of experts on the subject here. One guy, Denver extraction expert Daniel Big D DeSales, a partner at Top Shelf Extracts, isn't quite as skeptical. He says, "I'm a 100% proponent of butane hash oil because I've seen it make people's pain just evaporate. As medicine, it helps with both harm reduction. It practically cures withdrawal symptoms in people who are alcoholics or addicted to speed or pharmaceuticals. And for pain management, it works every single time, and it's easier to regulate your dosage. You take a fraction of a percent of a gram, and you're fully medicated and exactly where you want to be." So there's one person saying this is an amazing medical product. And
yeah, so is weed in its normal form. I mean, so the question is, why not just smoke it up versus this?
He's saying he's seen it more effective for people using it for medical purposes. If you're smoking things, you're bringing smoke into your lungs, and
right.
The argument there is that
which is why I don't do it.
That's not as healthy of a thing as vaporizing or consuming in some other way the cannabis. And that's one of the ways that this wax can be used. It can be vaporized fairly easily.
My question is, does the body take the substance differently? Does it receive it differently if you snort it or drop it on your tongue?
You can do it either of those ways. I wouldn't recommend snorting wax.
I thought that was one of the one of the methods.
To check that one for me, because that's a new one.
For the same reason I don't recommend liquor, I don't recommend this either. If you're talking about for medical purposes, sure. Liquor is great for medical purposes. There's tinctures and that sort of thing made with liquor. But as far as recreational, a lot. It seems to me, if you look at the amount of bad decisions made on alcohol, probably liquor is going to be higher than beer. Would be my thought.
Maybe. I don't know. I guess it would depend on how many beers you've had.
Yeah,
right.
Let's slow you down.
But I don't think you're really not playing fair here, Mark. You know there's a huge world of difference between someone who's drunk and someone who's stoned off of cannabis.
There is a huge world of difference. I'm a person who suffers from panic attacks from cannabis. This stuff can
be
terrifying.
You probably shouldn't use cannabis then.
Right. This stuff can be terrifying. So, this stuff coming along and somebody like, hey, you want to try a little dab?
I see what you're saying.
Try this out. You're not chicken, are you? Go give me a little shot. This stuff would send me over the edge.
Maybe it would.
Yeah, this is a bad idea.
This is a good. Mark brings up a good point. You can overdose.
No, you can't.
As far
you
as
can't.
You can overdose.
When I say overdose, I mean you could go over the edge where you, I don't know, maybe
you
knock,
could go
knock yourself
the level
out
where you feel comfortable.
Do you remember the police officer who we did the story here on the air? He and his wife
ate some cannabis and then called the
hospital. A bunch of brownies because they thought that I don't know. You eat them the way you eat brownies. I don't know, but
they basically took it more than they can handle.
Right. They were terrified. They're calling the hospital trying to come and get us.
Well, that's one of the things with eating cannabis versus actually using it as smoked or vaporized product. When you're eating it, you don't really know what you're going to get out of it. I mean, if you take too much, you don't really get out of that, right? Like, you got to wait until it processes through your system.
Yeah.
Whereas with smoking cannabis or vaporizing it, you can take a little bit and see how that affects you. You can take a little bit more and see how that affects you. And anyway, let me give you more about the Illinois State Police, because they are saying that this is dangerous and that people are going to go crazy on this.
That may be true.
That it could cause hallucinations and other types of psychosis. The Illinois State Police...
Actually, marijuana is associated with young people and psychosis. It happens. So,
okay, just because it's associated with it doesn't mean that there's any sort of, like, I don't know, causal connection.
Well, we wouldn't know that because it's very difficult to get science on it because the federal government doesn't let us study that. But what one thing that you can see is that there's a greater incident in people who have smoked marijuana having psychotic, being psychotic, having psychosis than people who don't. Now, does that mean that people who are prone to psychosis are prone to want to smoke marijuana, and therefore these things are associated that way? Or does it take some people who are on the edge and give them a little shove? We don't know the answer to that. And I don't lie to people, right? Like, the truth is as the truth is.
I bet you everyone who's been psychotic also has drank water the same day, too.
The same day, a lot of people, the age of 18 or 19 or 20 or 21 don't drink water. They may drink soda.
There's water in that.
There's H2O in that, sure, but it's not what the drink people would commonly call water.
As far as this concentrated resin is concerned, I would most definitely be worried about first-time users or people who aren't familiar with how much their body can handle, from just leading them to a paranoid state or simply passing out.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's the only thing I'd be afraid of. And of course, this article is talking about the actual making of it. People are blowing their houses up because they're using bad oil or they're not,
there's dangers involved.
This is definite science involved. In any science, you can blow your house up.
You know, instead of a naturally growing plant that we've dried out and people have smoked for thousands of years, let's take it and put it in some kind of thing and some butane and blow up some houses and, get some people involved that may be pushed over the edge to psychosis. I wholeheartedly support this crazy bull crap.
Mark, if my bathtub isn't involved, I don't want any part of this.
Right, I don't want any part of this either.
There's nothing crazy about this. It's haven't you ever heard of hash oil, Mark?
Yes, I have heard of hash oil.
Did you ever smoke any when you were a teenager?
I have smoked hash oil.
Did you go crazy?
I did not go crazy.
Well, then welcome to Shatter. It's about the same concept. It's just a cleaner version, essentially, of hash oil, as I understand it.
Hash oil either.
Yeah, it looks cleaner.
You can see through
some of it. Some product is different. Anyway, DuPage Metropolitan Enforcement Group, which enforces the drug laws in suburban Chicago, was referred to for any questions about Shatter. Their bureaucrat, the director, Mark Piccoli, answering and saying that they've seen about 5 cases of BHO possession in his area this year. He says the drug sells for about $30 to $40 for a gram, as opposed to about $15 for marijuana buds. And we're talking about higher-end marijuana. It usually goes for about $20 per gram. So this is about twice the price of a gram of higher-end marijuana.
But it's about 4 times the concentration.
Possibly. It depends. There's different ranges. But, it's usually higher, much, much higher concentration of THC. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS? Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits. Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely. We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Shatter, which isn't really a new thing. It's the same old idea of concentrating cannabis in a more effective and efficient manner, but Mark is afraid of it. He's saying it's going... You sound like you're falling in with the police state propaganda here, Mark, saying you believe that it's going to cause psychosis in people and all this.
I think the full-on chronic users, maybe this is a good idea for them. You know, like if you've smoked pot for so long that smoking pot doesn't do anything for you anymore, sure, go out and get yourself some of this crap. But
It's actually really good. Calling it crap.
The warnings...
If you want to look like you're smoking crack on your front
doesn't
porch...
Doesn't look like that at all, actually.
You're smoking it out of a glass bong and you're lighting it up with your butane lighter.
No. If you've got a vaporizer, like... Conan, I've seen you using
you just drip it in there with your mix.
I've seen you have one of those nicotine vaporizer devices, and I don't know if I suspect that would not work with the wax, but there's probably an attachment that you can get for that would allow you to vaporize the wax, and then
I'm sure some liquid resin. If I went that route, I could just drip it in with my mix and
And then it's
and
as,
go to town.
And then it's as transparent of a process as anybody else walking around with a vaporizer. So that's another reason that this is a good product, is because it makes it less obvious to anyone who's watching that someone is actually using cannabis as opposed to vaporizing nicotine. But we'll talk more about it here. You can join us toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. 'Tis the season to be shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. And unfortunately, you can't buy cannabis from shop.freetalklive.com, but you can get all kinds of things through Amazon, which is what you link through there. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You just go and go to the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase price. So maybe someday Amazon will sell cannabis, but we're not there yet. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Brian. He's in Colorado, where things like Shatter are completely legal to purchase. As I understand it, Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, one of the concentrate products is called the Rick Simpson oil. And it's there's a lot of YouTube footage on this. I think Mr. Simpson had a terrible case of cancer that he claims to have cured by this. And I have a very good friend that made some of this oil. And it's you start out with 8 ounces of top shelf cannabis flowers, and then you use this stuff called naphtha. And you, I believe you boil it off very carefully. And, at the end of the process, you come up with, 1 fluid ounce of this, pretty thick tarry stuff that you can still draw into.
So 8 ounces to make 1 ounce of the concentrate.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. I thought it was 4 to 1, but that's 8 to 1. All right.
One fluid ounce is what you end up with. So, what my friend was, attempting to do was to save her husband's life from cancer. And so what she would then do is draw up this into insulin syringes that were 1 milliliter. So 30 of these would make a fluid ounce, and without a needle. And then 3 times a day you would give this person 1/3 of a milliliter, and this would go on for
like,
some time. And,
like food, and they would ingest it.
Yes.
Okay.
And
so you experienced this like sort of firsthand. You got the chance to see this in action.
Well, I did not see the process of her making this. The very first time that she tried doing it, she personally suffered an episode of bradycardia, of very slow heart rate, and had to spend a night in a cardiac care unit.
So she touched too much of it?
Well, I think she might have been overwhelmed by the naphtha or something. It's a very dangerous solvent.
Okay.
So, personally, I don't see how you can make this product without consuming naphtha. But, and one of the side effects of this is getting so rip-roaring stoned that you hate the experience of being that stoned.
That would be what my next question was your friend so utterly blitzkrieged that he couldn't communicate?
Well, I'm not sure about that. He did not like being that stoned at all. And so I forget the exact cycle of how long you're on it and then how long you're off it for. The test with the oncologist did not prove productive, I don't think. And he's worse today, and you know, he's not going to make it.
I was hoping to hear the good news.
But, never
it, does, it doesn't always work.
Nope. It is a wonder drug, but yeah, nothing's perfect. Brian, thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to throw out there on the topic?
No, that covers it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight. Colin from Colorado, where you can actually go and buy cannabis legally in hundreds of stores all across the state. And you know what? Everything's okay. And You know what, Mark? We don't hear about an epidemic of psychosis happening in Colorado or Washington State.
Not yet.
Or murders or bank robberies or just crime in general.
Yeah, in fact, I believe crime is down somewhat in Colorado, if I'm not mistaken. And tax revenue, of course, is up majorly. In fact, they got more tax revenue from cannabis sales than alcohol sales last year.
We don't have any evidence that consumption of marijuana is higher in Colorado than it was prior to legalization. Right.
There are more people there now consuming cannabis than before. Well,
those are people that are visiting and stuff.
Yeah, I've actually had friends that I grew up with who moved there
because of it. Yep.
I have a good dozen people that I know who moved specifically to Colorado because of the legalization.
I know some libertarians who've moved there because of it. I know of people who have moved there for medical purposes. Like, you know, like if you live in Wyoming and you can't get medical cannabis, you don't have to move that far south in order to have medical cannabis. So there's some of that, too, Mark. Anyway, back to the story from the police here. This is Vice News at Vice.com. Police in Chicago say they've seen about 5 cases of BHO, that is butane hash oil, possession in the area this year.
Wow.
Said the drug
sales this year, 11 whole months,
five cases in Chicago.
In Chicago, the third largest metro in the United States.
He says this is real scourge, isn't it? He said the drug sells for about $30 or $40 a gram, as opposed to about $15 for marijuana buds. The products contain 80% to 90% tetrahydrocannabinol, which is THC, the active ingredient in cannabis, compared to 15% found in the average marijuana bud that is smoked. Now, Mark, I mean, you seem so confused about this, but the reason why people use the shatter, the wax, is the same reason why people like to buy the higher end cannabis, because there's a higher concentration of the THC and you don't need to use as much in order to get the desired results. Look, it's a simple matter.
I see there's value to it. What I'm saying is that, hey, you know, you can probably get what you want to get with you know, vaporizing marijuana as opposed to this stuff, and it sounds a lot safer and more natural to me than whatever this is about. I'm not telling anybody they can or can't use this, but the added danger of this is that the neophytes, the newbies, can get a hold of this and really, really have a bad time.
I agree, but you're always going to have your heavy heads who have been going at it for years and years and years, and they need that. They need that chronic.
I bet you could probably find someone who had a bad time on cannabis. But
I've had a bad time on cannabis.
When you were a teenager and brand new to it, right?
Yeah, me too, and that's why I don't smoke the stuff.
Later than that, what I've found that some strains are very, not great for me, that I'll have all kinds of paranoia and that kind of thing.
Well, that's true. There are different, there's differences between cannabis. One of the nice things about having it legal, like in a place like Colorado, is you get to actually pick the strain that you want to use. So you can try one, and if that doesn't jive with you, you can try another, and, maybe it'll give you the effects you're looking for.
I smoked marijuana in the past. It's been years, I believe, since I've smoked marijuana. But, what I found was just a small amount of consumption was right for me. Just a little tiny bit.
Mm, right. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I agree that someone who's new should probably approach this with caution and approach it as any other psychedelic journey.
Go natural.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published 2 novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. If you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like, support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here on Free Talk Live in the remaining moments. We've got enough time for you if you dial in right now at 855-450-FREE. Are you afraid of shatter or wax or BHO, the concentrated form of cannabis that seems to be becoming more popular out there? Mark seems kind of scared about it, but maybe you can back up Mark's story. Did you have a real bad experience with shatter or wax or whatever? And people, by the way, have had bad experiences on smoked marijuana. I mean, it just depends on the circumstances that they're in when they are consuming it. Where are they? If you're in a strange place. Remember, cannabis is a mild psychedelic.
Me and Ian, I've awakened in the morning and had a bad experience. Just wanted to go back to sleep.
Oh, I see. But it's having nothing to do with cannabis.
Just waking up.
Yeah.
It's just that was my day.
Well, mild. So any psychedelic, you need to approach that with a high level of respect for whatever it is that you're getting into.
Make sure you're not with loud friends.
You don't, right.
Friends who understand what's going on. And
yeah, it's good to have a sitter in some of these cases, somebody who, if you're going to be taking, you know, LSD or mushrooms or something like that, especially for a first-timer, to have somebody there who's experienced, who can kind of, you know, guide you through what might end up being a bad time. Of course, you don't want to do anything like that if you are negative, you know, if you're having a bad day, if you're, you know, in a real down state.
Yeah, definitely know yourself.
Right.
If you've already have questions and doubts and you, maybe depressive
Yeah, probably
nature,
not a good time to do that. And so cannabis is a milder version of those things to some extent. They're not the same. I don't want to make it sound like cannabis is similar, but it's considered a mild psychedelic. So, you know, you still do need to have that awareness of your surroundings and be in a, it's better to be, especially if you're new to it, mm-hmm. it's better to be around people that you know and that you love and that care about you and that you're in a safe place as opposed to, say, in a crowd of people full of strangers and at a concert or something like that. You know, as you get more experienced with it, it's no big deal to pull out a joint in the middle of a concert and pass it around. I've done that before, so it's no biggie. But, you know, for the first time, that's a different story.
You do that at a...
you do that everywhere, Ian.
Not true.
Everywhere.
Baptism.
So, Kevin Fisher, who owns dispensaries and makes marijuana products in Colorado, is the former chair of the Marijuana Industry Group, says the argument over butane hash oil's potency is a non-starter and that anti-marijuana groups have been trying to use it for years. He says the evidence just isn't there for that. People self-regulate. One hit of something strong is equal to five hits of something weak, and people's bodies tell them that, he says. This is the story from Vice News. Fisher,
whoa, I don't think that your body will tell you that.
Yeah, you can tell when you're using something stronger versus not as strong.
Yeah, I've had experiences where I've gone too far. My body wasn't communicating it with me. That's something that I, you know, needed to learn with experience. Now, I will say that likely, you know, these people that are getting this stuff are being introduced by people who are experienced, and those people who are experienced are probably able to handle the situation if somebody goes too far, and it does self-regulate in that way. Marijuana generally doesn't have any, you know, serious side effects with an overdose.
So they then go on to talk about some of the dangers of the making of BHO.
And it's dangerous.
There have been some explosions, 30 of them in Colorado during 2014, resulting from the process. The inside a legitimate lab inspected by local building and fire authorities, as well as the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, BHO is produced with an engineered set of drugs in a professionally cleaned closed-loop system that allows a purer final product without risks of amateur-led explosions, said the marijuana expert, Mr. Fisher. Some high-end vaporizers allow consumers to better regulate their intake and to moderate their high. Mason Tivert, director of communications at NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, said it's similar to distilling liquor, noting the dangers of making hard alcohol at home. He compared the difference between smoking marijuana and inhaling BHO to the difference between drinking beer and hard liquor. He remarked, quote, "That means that people need to exercise more caution when consuming it, much like someone drinking tequila should be more careful and take it slower than someone drinking beer, but it also means
they should.
It also means they will likely consume less." DeVert believes that marijuana in its most concentrated form is ultimately less harmful to the consumer and society than alcohol. His group has been trying to educate consumers in Colorado about the differences between concentrates and joints since legalization. He says, quote, "Even the most potent form isn't going to result in a marijuana overdose death. It can certainly result in someone being uncomfortable, but not make someone die like drinking too much would."
Oh, I agree with that completely.
Right. The worst case scenario here is likely that you'll feel a little bit weird and maybe you'll not want to get up from the couch. They have a syndrome known as couch lock. In fact, there's even a marijuana, they've named a marijuana bud after couch lock. So you can actually buy couch lock in the fancier marijuana stores in places like Colorado and Washington, as I understand it. This is a higher end form of marijuana bud, sort of like they've got names for a lot of these things. One of them is called couch lock, named after the idea that after you use it, you don't feel like getting up from the couch. And I have actually known someone who experienced couch lock. I have seen that happen.
Okay.
So, but that was about the worst that I've ever seen in a hit in, you know, I don't know, 2 decades of using cannabis off and on.
This is horrible.
On.
This is why I don't like this stuff, man. You just can't get anything done. You're just couch locked. It's just Netflix and your couch.
Maybe you, Conan. I've seen you drinking heavy.
I'm still doing things.
You're tripping over yourself with your camera. I'm surprised you haven't broken that thing yet.
I produce some really good pictures.
You do.
I don't know what happened, but the pictures that were produced that night were good to go.
Robert's in Bellows Falls in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I used to have a lot of issues with anxiety. I do once in a while, you know, smoking marijuana. But for me, what I learned was that I was dehydrated. That's why I was having a problem with anxiety attacks. Because, see, I mean, at least for me, what I use, you know, I'll get the munchies or I'll get, you know, real thirsty. But if I go, you know, like sometimes 3 or 4 days without any water and I use, I mean, it could be an uncomfortable feeling.
I would never recommend going any days without water. That's a really dangerous idea.
Same here. Are you a medical user, Robert?
No. I don't care if the government knows that I use it or not. It's my business what I put into my body, not theirs.
Yep. Good call.
I don't know. Certainly, if you deprive yourself of one of the most needed things in order to sustain your life, which is water, you shouldn't be surprised when anything else has an exaggerated effect upon you in that state.
I don't know what it is, Ian, because sometimes I just forget what thirsty tastes like. I'll drink a lot of coffee. I'll admit, I go through sometimes a couple of pots of coffee a day. No problem, but sometimes I'll forget to drink water. I don't know why. But
the people will tell you that coffee's a diuretic and not sufficient for hydration, but coffee will hydrate you.
Is that right? Yeah, they've done good studies proving that. Now, you drink beer, and it's going to dehydrate.
No, I disagree with that, too. I think that ultimately what you're hearing is these water nuts out there that are like, you got it, just water, 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 you know, and
it's good for your skin, Mark.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I think that, you know, it's the preferred thing to drink, but let's not tell people that they're going to die if they drink nothing but Diet Coke.
I guess
the fact is that they can survive on it.
Thanks, Robert, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The demand in Colorado for concentrates has been strong and continues to grow. Fisher thinks that its strength may not make it widely appealing to all consumers, however. As of now, a gram of it costs between $17 on the low end for what he called the greasiest stuff you can find to $65 per gram for shatter made from excellent quality marijuana. Anyway, interesting details on shatter there. Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
What's up, dude?
Hey, dude, you're on the radio.
I forgot what I was going to call about. Anyway,
it's funny.
I know that you, when I call in,
make notes next time.
Scroll in because Mark has panic attacks. But anyway, Conan, I wanted to ask you about something you alluded to about 3 weeks ago.
Tell me.
In the Torah, about lying about people that makes you guilty of what you accuse them of being when they're not. And I should like to say that what you have accused me in writing, Minister Edge, and had gotten great satisfaction about all the hate and vitriol and bile that spewed at me, that would have you doing a mandatory minimum of 5 years in prison. What say you, Mark Edge?
I don't know what you're talking about. The only thing I've put in writing about you, well, excuse me, you asked me what I was going to say, and I'm going to respond to you.
I'm putting you on hold. Go ahead.
This lunatic sends threatening things to us on a regular basis. I don't know why, Ian, you take his calls anymore. The man's completely off his rocker, and he's dangerous. He's made threats against me, threats against my family.
Okay.
I've called the police on him. I mean, he's nuts.
It's an open phone show. I'll take calls from anybody that calls in. Thanks for the call, James. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. You can join us tomorrow.
I just quoted his – I put quotation marks
around
this stuff.
I don't remember what he was talking about.
Put it online.
Yeah, that's one of his problems is he's always referring to things that happened in the past. So we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. I don't know. Some people enjoy his calls. Some people don't. That's how cookie crumbles.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.